Glenn Schmidt from Outdoor News joins us now. Good morning, Glenn.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
Doing good, Glenn. All right. So some things that we can get to here today. So trout season is opening.
Yeah, the stream trout season opens on Saturday. You know, and we have trout fishing options in every region of the state. You know, rainbows, brown trout, brook trout, splake, you know, but it's a bigger deal in certain parts of Minnesota. You know, up, you know, down in the southeast part of the state, they have over 700 miles of streams down there. You know, and it's a big event down in that area. You know, it's very popular. It's festive. It's a fun weekend. The restaurants, the bars are full. You can go down there on Saturday and see somebody in a local cafe sitting in waiters and having their breakfast or their lunch. It's a really big deal down in the southeast. You know, the Whitewater River, Root River, Trout Run Creek are all popular spots. And then, you know, up on the North Shore, they got 200 some creeks and rivers up there too. You know, the Lester, the French, the River, and then a bunch of smaller ones tucked away. But really good opportunities. And we even have some locally at, you know, not on the same level as those other areas, but we do have some designated trout streams and stocked lakes and quarries that they put trout in. So, you know, for the hardcore trout anglers, this weekend's a big deal for them. And with the weather, it should be a really nice weekend to get out and fish trout.
Turkey season, we talked a lot about that last week, but it's going to start this next week here. So, what are your thoughts on that? Any kind of last minute suggestions?
Well, just, you know, everything, yeah, kicks off next Wednesday. And, you know, I was just thinking about that this week. You know, we shot 13,660 turkeys, I think, in the spring season last year. But you look at the winter this year, you know, there's got to be very limited mortality. I'm seeing a lot of jakes, you know, young male turkeys that are going to be part of the mix this year. You can only shoot male turkeys in the spring, jakes and toms. So, you know, the table certainly seems to be set. These young birds made it through the winter without any issues, and seeing birds everywhere. They're strutting now, and you know, everybody I talked to has seen a lot of turkeys. So, you know, we've never had a 14,000 bird harvest in the spring, and the table kind of is set. You know, if participation is there, this could be a record setting season. You know, the weather will always play a part in it, and like I said, participation will as well. But man, there's a lot of turkeys around everywhere in the state. You know, even when you get up in northern Minnesota, there's good numbers of turkeys. So, and enthusiasm for it. The weather, I think, has people ready to go. So, you know, we have the potential to have a very solid spring turkey season here, maybe the best ever. Certainly looks that way. We'll see how it plays out. But, yeah, everything looks to be in line for a real good turkey season here.
How about ice fishing? I mean, certainly not around here, but if you go extreme northern Minnesota, are they still doing some ice fishing?
Yeah, you know, I think pretty much wound down. I mean, I believe you could still get on Lake of the Woods, and I did talk to a guy that said there was a few guys sneaking on a couple of lakes around Ely. But, you know, I'm talking, you know, my contacts up on Lake Vermilion and Rainy Lake, and, you know, there's still ice there, but it's going, man. It's rotten, and you know, the shorelines are obviously gone, and there's pockets of open water. I looked at some webcams yesterday or last night when I got home from fishing, and, you know, Cass Lake is mostly open now, and Leech is mostly open now, and, you know, there's still some ice floating around, and I would say after this weekend with the 70-degree stuff, and it's supposed to, real strong wind today is going to chew away at it, so I think we might be pretty much completely ice-free here. Oh, with the exception, like I said, Lake of the Woods, maybe. You know, by this time next week, the ice, I think, is going to be completely gone.
How about, you know, bear in central Minnesota? We were talking about this off the air, and I had a friend of mine that lives in the Walden Woods area that sent me a video of a bear that was messing around his garage on Sunday. So this is, we've had bear discussion before. This kind of thing seems to be happening in central Minnesota more often.
Yeah, I actually had a couple of people ask me about it, too. I didn't see any of these videos. Apparently, somebody's, yeah, on social media, there's a video, you know, and locally of some bears again here. But, you know, like you said, we've talked about in the past, there's more bear in central Minnesota than people realize. You know, you don't see bear out and about very often. You know, even up in northern Minnesota where there are obviously the bulk of our bear population, you just don't see them out and about like you do deer and turkeys, you know, so. You know, if you're seeing a couple roaming around now, that's a pretty good indication that there's a decent number of them locally here. And they're out roaming around looking for food, just like everything else. You know, they den all winter and they're putting on their fats are resources again, and so they're gonna hammer away at bird feeders and whatever else they can get their hands on at this point. So, you know, don't be overly shocked if you see a bear here locally. They do exist. I talked to game wardens that get quite a few calls on them from, you know, and like I said, mainly in the spring here. So, you know, if you're concerned about it, the first thing you do is put your bird feeders away. They'll tear that thing right off the pole or out of the tree and eat what's in it. So we do have bear in central Minnesota, so don't be overly alarmed if you happen to see one somewhere.
And these are all black bear, right? And they're unlikely to go after humans?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a black bear population here in Minnesota. There's different color phases of them, but they all are all black bears. But yeah, bear-human encounters are pretty rare, just like it is with any other wild critter. You'd almost have to, you know, the old saying, don't poke a bear, you know, you almost have to antagonize them for anything to happen. They're as scared of you as, you know, as you are of them. So they usually just, you know, if there's food, they'll take advantage of it. And if they do find food, they'll probably come back to it again. So, but as far as the human-bear conflict, it's pretty rare here and anywhere in the country, really. Like I said, they'll move on pretty quickly if they see a human.
Any suggestions on open water fishing?
Yeah, I've been out, you know, quite a bit here this last week, and it's kind of an interesting thing that's going on here. You know, typically we still have ice, right? So I'm still finding crappies and bluegills where I would be, you know, ice fishing during the, you know, the last stages of the ice fishing season. I'm talking 8 to 11 feet anywhere you can find old weeds. That's where just about all the crappies I've caught this week have been. I've checked some bays and some boat harbors and channels and that type of thing. And with the exception of some small sunfish, there's just not a lot of activity in them yet. So I think that's going to change real quick here, probably by the weekend, you know, with that 70 degree stuff in the forecast, Jay. Those bays, you know, you look to those shallow, dark bottom mud, shallow bays and harbors and boat channels, and that water is going to warm up super fast, and they're going to start flocking into those areas. But, you know, as I've been fishing, I've watched a lot of guys in boats and fishing from shore in these bays and in these traditional shallow areas, and there's just not many fish in them yet. If you get outside of them, 8 to 11 feet, I was out last night. Water temp on the lake was like 43 to 45 degrees. That's going to spike up here in the next few days. So I think there's going to be a big push of these fish back into the shallows, and that's a cool thing because you don't necessarily need a boat, you know, to fish, you know, crappies and bluegills this time of year. There's plenty of shore fishing opportunities. So with this weather coming up, sounds like it's going to be a fabulous weekend. I would start looking to those traditional spring areas to start holding more panfish.
Glenn, anything that we haven't touched on you wanted to bring up today?
You know, just I should point out, you know, the water levels are still low. I had my bumper in the water last night on a lake to get my boat back on the trailer. So water levels are still low, but with that, the docks are starting to be put in at public accesses here throughout the state and locally, which helps. So you can tie it off on the dock and dump it in. But so the docks are being put in again, like I said, the last couple of weeks. Throw some knee-high boots in if you have a bigger boat, you know, on a bunk type trailer. They're hard to get on in a lot of places, so just be aware of that, but get out and do some fishing this weekend. It sounds like it's going to be pretty solid weather.
If people want to get a subscription to Outdoor News, how can they do that?
Yeah, you can just go to our website at outdoornews.com and click on our subscription tab there, or call our toll-free number at 800-535-5191.
All right, Glenn, thank you. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, Jay, I appreciate it.
That's Glenn Schmidt, Outdoor News, joining us each Thursday at 8:40 here on WJON. Find out more about Outdoor News, go to outdoornews.com.